Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 191. This one's called 5K for RK, and RK is Rodney K. Bardwell, a good friend of mine who's just had a massive heart attack. He's recovering now, and anyway, he needs everybody's support. And so what I went ahead and did was took it out on the road for this show, and let's go ahead and check it out. This is the week of February 1st, 2014.
All right, it's about 6:30 in the morning, Saturday, and 20 degrees, and I'm getting ready to head out. It's 2 weeks before my big weekend, which is the half marathon and followed by the marathon. So I'm doing my own little goofy challenge in Virginia, in Maryland. And so I'm headed out now to for some miles. I'm going to talk a little bit about Rodney this morning. It's been a long time since I've done a run portion of the show. So that's what I'm going to do this morning. And the reason for that is I think Christina gave me some feedback, said she really liked it when I did that. So that's what I'm going to do here this morning, kill some time. Although I don't have my dog with me. It's a little early for him to be running when it's so dark out. It's I think it's just safer if I got some kind of reflective thing for him to wear. So the goal today is 10 miles. Recap a little bit. Last week, I did 20 last Saturday. Had a pretty hard time with it. And then had some left ankle pain. But then I got up the next day and tried to kind of work out the kinks a little bit. Did another 5. And then ankle hurt the rest of the day, so and into Monday. So what I decided to do was take several days off from running, just in case I had injured something. And as a result, I did not run at all. So I'm gonna get out today just for at least 10, with the option of another 5K, and I'll explain that here shortly. Just to get some confidence going into the Mid-Atlantic Goofy Challenge. I was hoping the 20-miler would be a little bit better, but sometimes, you know, you just take what you get. We had a whole lot of snow in the center of the universe over the last 2 weeks. Over 2 weeks, I think my daughter's been in school for 2 days, so she's been sitting around the house a lot. And even if I had gone running, it'd just be all me running in lots of ice, you know, snow pushed to the shoulder, snow on the sidewalks. So that would be hard to do anyway. So that was part of one of my excuses. Well, if you listened to the previous show, then you heard about my good friend Rodney's heart attack. Rodney is a marathoner and ultra runner. Been to Florida with him, been to Georgia. We've been to some other 50-mile venues together. Did a lot of training runs together. Several years ago, we trained every week for the Shamrock Marathon. Trained every week together. Good friends. Families know each other. His wife and my wife are close friends. And this is the same guy whose wife, Tamara, was my co-race director for the Ashland Railroad Run for 3 years in a row. So, good friends with these people. Well, 2 weeks ago on a Sunday night, Rodney had a massive heart attack and has been hospitalized ever since, with the exception of one day. And it's pretty grim. Very worried about him. Been praying for him. And if you're the praying kind, I would ask that you do the same, just so there's lots of good vibes and good intentions coming from around the world. Maybe that'll have an effect. His name is Rodney Bardwell. He works at Randolph Macon College as the Director of Residence Life and Judicial Affairs. He's professional, 42 years old, and really, really needs your prayers. Later on this morning, at 8:30, at the softball field at Randolph Macon College, there's a gathering of people who are going to do kind of a 5K solidarity run. 5K for RK, Rodney. His name is Rodney K. Bardwell, so he goes by RK sometimes. And it's not to raise money, it's just what we're gonna do is do like video clips of well wishes for Rodney, and then compile those and put them on a computer so he can look at him in his hospital room. He's in a coronary care unit in a local hospital, and he can't take visitors except for his family. I've seen him once, saw him the Monday after he had the heart attack, but other than that, we haven't been able to see him. Just been getting information here and there. Some of it's technical medical stuff that goes over my head a little bit, but the main thing is that he's hospitalized in serious condition. So we're gonna do this kind of a solidarity run, just because people want to get together and show support, and I think that means a lot when someone's in dire circumstances and they cannot have a steady stream of people coming to visit them, but they see that there are lots of people that do, you know, give a shit, because we do, and that's gotta lift some spirits. You know, think about being hospitalized for 2 weeks in a bed, connected to machines with stents and pain and pain medication that kind of, you know, doesn't keep you in your right mind all the time. Think about how depressing that could be if you do not get word from the outside world that people care. So that's what we're doing today. Tammy Prophet organized that. I think it's a great idea, and that's what we're going to do. Long-term prognosis for Rodney is unknown, although I do know that there's been permanent damage to his heart, so the likelihood of him running again ever is probably not 100%. So that's got to be pretty tough on the man. So it really makes me reflect on my own mortality and health. And I got a couple emails from folks. Jamie, who's a cardiologist. I'll talk about her email in the email back section of the show. But she said, yeah, no matter how fit you are, can't run from certain things. And I don't really know what happened to Ron yet. I know he's got a lot of heart disease in his family. We did get some information that if he had not been so physically fit, probably would have died from the heart attack. So it's real sad. Real sad. And I'm not sure if he knew this was coming or not. More? Also got a email from Cindy, who she was reflecting on the same thing, about her own health, So, you know, I do that too, and it makes me wonder. I get a physical every year for work, and there's been, I never had to go on cholesterol medicine, and I'm 44. I mean, I guess that's a good thing. But it got high once, not to where I had to go on medicine, but where I just needed to kind of watch what I was eating and doing. So just because you run doesn't mean you're going to live a lengthy life. That's one thing I have learned. So keep running in your thoughts and keep him in your prayers, because he's going to need it. And I'm really proud to say that I've heard from several listeners who express concern for this character that I bring up in the podcast from time to time. And so I can pass all that on to him, not people inquiring. Because, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you obviously learn lots of information about some of the characters I talk about. Rodney being one, Tom, Ashlyn, Bob, and some others here and there. So it's only natural for people to express concern, and that's much appreciated. And I'll probably talk more about that in the email bag section of the show. So I did get a couple emails about people wishing me well for the Charlotte Ultra, which was supposed to be today. Obviously, that race is not happening. And it's only because of the delay in podcast being put out, and then people listening to the show. But I appreciate that. So, you know, as a substitute, I'm doing a half marathon on the Saturday and then a full marathon on the Sunday. And now that's going to be called the Mid-Atlantic Goofy Challenge. I think that's what they do at Disney, don't they? They do the half one day and the marathon the next day. Something like that. So, running a little slow this morning. It's pretty cold, so I've got hat, three layers, long pants, gloves. And it's kind of funny because as I take this little walk break to finish up this part of the show, it's actually my right ankle that's hurting, not my left. Go figure.
All right, well, I got in my 10 miles and felt pretty good. And then I headed on over to the campus to meet up with a group of close to 100 people who are going to do the 5K for RK, and got some audio clips from that, which I'd like to share. Some of this is just some nonsense chatter with people running, but there is some cool stuff in there, people showing their support for Rodney.
I'm taking Ned Henson down there.
Do you train by eating donuts?
Yes, you have to, because I've heard they got trash cans for vomiters.
Yeah, you do.
Matter of fact, I got a friend, Ryan Goldberg, did that.
He said it'd be about a third.
Have you done it before?
I've done it twice.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's insane, and they raised like $130,000 for the
children. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
But it is, so Ned's been chomping at the bit to do it. So.
Hey, Vern, what's up, man? Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Dave, yo, picture time right here.
Well done. How you doing? Hey, Pedro, how you doing? Dave Cliff.
Yep.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Monica, Mrs. Miller's over there, or whatever her name is now. This is a good turnout. Probably more coming, too. Sad that we have to be here, but nevertheless.
I emailed Jeff. I sent that email to Jeff.
Oh, we're getting a picture. I don't know where. Oh, she's over there.
How many did you do this morning?
10. So I'm ready to get going, man. I'm ready. Yep. Still in wet. I changed my hat and my gloves. No, I'm just going to follow everybody else. This morning. I didn't communicate.
Well, we were in Charlottesville last night for swim meet, and I wasn't sure.
It went really well. Madison got
wasn't sure when we get back.
Right.
So I didn't want to make a commitment.
200 a floor placing or 500? Cheap, like 10
for
500. Hey, I know. Hi.
Get well.
Oh, hey, stop it.
Because we can send up our prayers and good thoughts at one time. That feels a little more powerful maybe than individual prayers and good thoughts and not knowing what to do and not being able to help too much at this point. This is maybe a way that we can do it. So thank you so much. When you get back on the route here, first of all, the men's bathroom is closed here. On the route,
hey, Becky, how are you?
Good. Who has this? Okay, Carter. Get a route, but I've tried to put little red ribbons on the charge and really slight chalk marks. You have to look hard for them. So hopefully it's not going to work. And then make a left onto, before you cross the track, make your first left onto the North Center, which is coming through the trail. All right, so I'm not so good at all this stuff, but I want us to have a great benediction. So we made sure that our nation. Yes, the Reverend of Running. Not kidding. If you want to go to a good church on Sunday mornings, Pink Nation, MTV. I invited him, and I know I'll probably be crying on the run now, but thank you so much, Claire, for coming, and let's gather in.
All right, everybody, bring it in. Tight, 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 tight. Bring it in.
Hungry.
Right. For those of you that aren't familiar, the marathon training team has a Sunday novice group called the Pink Nation, and we consider it, because it is Sunday, to be something of a church. And so every week before we run, we have a benediction. And if you had ever in 1,000 years told me that part of this morning's benediction would be from John Boehner, I would have told you, my liberal progressive self, that you were totally nuts.
So good for Rodney.
So, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner.
All right, I got to interject something here, because Rodney is ultra conservative. And that's why it's kind of funny that Blair is a liberal progressive and he's the one that's kind of given the benediction. The benediction was a little confusing. I didn't really quite get it. But anyway, nevertheless, he was really nice to come up here and do it.
Said, well, any good comeback needs some true believers. That would be us.
Woo!
Now, the offset to this is Mickey Rourke, who said, comeback is a good word, man. So on three, Rodney. Or would we prefer RK?
RK. RK?
That sounds cooler.
Okay. That I like it. All right. I want them to hear it over there, wherever they are. Yeah, over there. One, two, three.
Okay!
Woo! Well done.
Have a good run.
Nice. Carter Spence, let me get a route sheet after all. Let's see if I can read it. Oh, boy, I can't really see it. I can barely see. Hey, Steve, what's up, man? You brought your dog?
Yeah.
My dog's around here somewhere with my wife.
I like your moon boots.
I did. I tell you, it's changed me. After I got through the growing pains, look at that. What's your dog's name?
It's Darla.
Oh, Darla.
She's wimpy. Come on, Darla.
It's okay. It's okay to be wimpy.
Yeah.
As long as they're sweet.
Oh, yeah. She's a good dog. This is my wife, Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. I'm Dave. Nice to meet you. I can't barely read that, but I'm not going to be in the front or anything. It's not a race. All right, let's go, man. I'm freezing. I already ran this morning. I'm ready to get going.
Hey, Ben, how are you doing?
You guys running or walking?
We're just walking. What is the route?
I tell you what, I'll give you this one because I'm going to probably run with Brian, and he's got one.
All right, cool.
No, it was nice to see you guys.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Paul. Hey. Hey, man. Hey, Buddha. I got all that on my for my podcast. I got my tape. So
oh, okay.
So I'm sending, it might be a personal podcast for Rodney.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. It's cold. Who's in charge of this thing?
Huh? Shotgun start.
Shotgun start. All right. I guess if somebody starts running, we can. How you doing,
somebody
man?
Catch up.
Yeah. We'll see you around at the end, probably. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, so we made it to the end, and it was at the Bardwell's house is where it was. Somebody had put out lots of, those cookies that they have right at the front of grocery stores when you come in there, the impulse buys. But, boy, they hit the spot. A bunch of sugar cookies, some water, which I promptly spilled all over my glove, so my hands were freezing cold. So I was pretty much ready to go. To the coffee shop, but there was a little chit-chat at the end, which I'll include here on the show, and then we'll get over to the email bag section of the show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad this stuff is here. That's what I need, sugar. Good job! Hey man, how you doing?
You good.
Sorry. I'm getting some sugar, man.
How's the training coming? You doing?
And yeah, well, the podcast is supposed to be about Rodney. Everybody kept asking me how my training was going, and actually, I got tired about talking about myself. So let's get over to the email bag section of the show. Got some good emails this week. Also got some stand up and be counted emails, which I'll put down on the list, but just mention those briefly because I'm saving those for episode 200. So let's check out the email bag section of the show. I heard from Melissa Felt. She is from Hudsonville, Michigan, and she's going to be down on the Stand Up and Be Counted, so we'll talk more about her when that comes. All right, also heard from Slug down in, I believe, Tennessee. I forgot where you're from, Kenny. I'll talk more about that when I get to the Stand Up and Be Counted. But also heard from Jamie. Jamie's a running cardiologist, and I want to share some of her email here because she's the one that told me don't eat eggs while I'm running, and I listened to that. She says, sorry to hear about your friend Megan Rodney. What a tragedy for a young woman and her family. I also have Rodney in my thoughts and prayers. I'd like to share a bit of professional advice with regards to heart disease and runners. Bottom line is we cannot outrun our diet as it pertains to heart disease. Most marathons and local races have donuts, cookies, and pizza for the post-race celebration. More and more runners are overweight. Running does not improve the narrowings in blood vessels attributed to arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. Only diet changes can help. A plant-based diet has been shown through imaging modalities to increase the diameter of the blood vessels, feeding the heart blood, improving blood flow. So many think that because they can run a marathon or ultra or do an Ironman that they are invincible with regards to cardiac issues and cancer. It's not true. There was a recent segment in nutritionfacts.org that looked at runners' blood vessels versus vegans. They're not as good as their non-exercising counterparts. A high fatty meal has been shown to constrict the arteries for up to 5 hours post-ingestion, just in time for another meal. Yes, people can live a long time smoking and eating donuts, but is not the norm. Kale, on the other hand, has been shown to produce now she's starting to give some words I don't understand. Vasodilating or enlarging of the blood vessels. Whenever we eat a high fat meal, the blood flow is not only impaired, but the inflammatory markers increase. These can cause acute clotting in the blood vessel, leading to a heart attack or myocardial infarction. Consider a plant-based diet rich in fruit and vegetables for optimal health. I've been 100% plant-based for several years now and recover quicker from my marathons and recent Ironman than I ever did eating animal products. I want you and your family to be healthy so you can be the oldest podcaster out there still running happy into your 90s. And she's standing up to be counted. So I got you on the list, Jamie. I met for the other listeners. And thank you very much for all that information. I think it is helpful, no doubt, especially for not just me, for other people listening to the show. And the rest of you listeners out there should know that I've met Jamie in West Virginia back when I was on crutches. Real quick, funny story. I was had promised to crew for two guys that were going to do a marathon. What are they going to do? They're going to do a marathon and then we're going to drive, and they were going to do a 50K all on the same day, and it was totally insane. But that was right after I had burned the bottom of my feet off running a 50-mile race, so I was on crutches. I was kind of recovering, and we were getting ready to go out to this marathon in West Virginia. And I think I knew what Jamie looked like based on some profile I saw on her on the internet. And I saw her in the lobby of the hotel, and I called out her name, and sure enough, it was her, so we made the connection. So it was kind of funny that that's where I ended up meeting her. And I'm glad you still listen to the show, Jamie. I really do really do appreciate that. I also heard from Dr. Smitty, so I'll go ahead and put you down, Greg, for Stand Up and Be Counted as well. And Dr. Smitty's been a long time. He's a dentist, and that's why he goes by Dr. Smitty. His name's Greg Smith. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him through the podcast and several races. And he's from the Chesapeake, Virginia area. And we've been over to visit each other's families, and it's been really nice. He sent me a real nice email. We exchange emails from time to time. He said, I'll just kind of skip through here. Dave, I figured when I heard about Meg that you knew her. I didn't hear about the tragedy until almost a week after it happened. This is the tragedy of Meg Menzies, a Boston qualifier and marathoner who got hit by a car, a drunk driver, in the morning on her training run. And she died a couple weeks ago here in Hanover County, just outside of Ashland. Dr. Smitty had the worst case of flu he'd ever had. He spent a whole week in bed. He's also shocked to hear about Rodney, so he really hopes that Rodney's doing better now. He's curious about history of heart problems. And Dr. Smitty knows that Rodney's in good shape because that's what we saw. I mean, you can just tell looking at Rodney that he's a specimen of fitness. Just had this heart issue that I hope he pulls through and can get back to 100%, although it's going to be a long road. Dr. Smitty also, he lost a half-sister who thought she had a bad flu bug and then had a heart attack and stroke and then died earlier this year. So I'm very sorry to hear that, Greg, but she did have a history of heart problems, uncontrolled diabetes. And he went on to give me some other details about that. It was very sad. And he also had a half-brother die when he was in college from leukemia. So his dad has actually buried two of his own kids. I hear that's probably the hardest thing you can do in life is to bury your own child. And who would ever want to do that? But anyway, Dr. Smitty goes on to say that he's planning on running the Shamrock full, but his training has sucked pretty much. The snow doesn't seem to be helping any. I had commented on one of my emails that, or even my, not the email, but maybe in the show, that it's kind of hard to have your family at the end of a race sometimes. If you have, especially if you've had a tough marathon, sometimes your brain's in a different place than where your family wants to go, and sometimes they don't mix too well. And so, Greg, I do appreciate your comments on that. You are on the list for standing up and being to be counted. Appreciate it so much that you checked in. And listening to the show, as I always do, heard from Sandy, and we're trying to do an interview with her. It's just, it was really hard around here, Sandy, when we had the local death of a runner, and then Rodney being sick. I just haven't had a chance, and it looks like you're doing some more traveling. So what we'll do is we'll plan something else. Looks like, from you said, the 5th or 6th of February. Yeah, I'll email you, and I'll leave you in my inbox here, and we'll get to that. I really appreciate you doing that. Heard from Cindy. She wants to be stand up and be counted. Cindy's a longtime listener to the show, and used to have her. She used to keep a blog when she used to run. I think she lives up in the, I want to say New Hampshire area. I'm not sure. Cindy, could you email me back to let me know? I can't remember exactly where you live, but I know you live up in the Northeast. Upstate New York, just outside Albany. So I saw that. Cindy and I used to email back and forth from time to time, and I think we've probably been communicating by email over the course of several years, maybe a couple times a year, and she's getting caught up on the show. And Cindy, I'm really honored that you still listen to the show. I wasn't sure if you still did. I think about you from time to time because you've been so kind from the very beginning. Anyway, she has been listening to the show since 2007 or 2008, so you were going on... six, seven years here, and I can't believe I've been doing it that long, so I might have to check on that. But anyway, we'll save her email for the email bag section of the show. She also commented on Rodney, who had the heart attack, and she's sending some well wishes. And then also, she saw the story about Meg Menzies on Facebook, and she figured that I probably knew her. It really is a tragedy, and I do appreciate your condolences, Cindy. I went to the funeral, like I mentioned in the past show. It was a beautiful service. Very sad, but well over 1,000 people there. It's, you know, just it. I guess it, the sad thing is, it's only I guess when you die that everybody comes together and people realize how many people that you touch in life. I mean, I guess when you're going through life, you don't always know because people don't always gather in your honor while you're alive. It's just a weird, weird irony. But anyway, very nice email. I appreciate that very much. I'm going to, again, put you in the stand up and be counted folder here. So I'll know not to forget yours. Yeah, I heard from David Williams out down under, and he wished me luck for the big day today, which I think he did not know that the race was canceled. So, yeah, Dave, appreciate that very much. I'm going to go ahead and put you down on the list for stand up and be counted because and I know you're from New Zealand, so it's and you're not from Australia, but it's New Zealand. And he's always got a great email. So thanks, David. I appreciate that. Yeah, the race was canceled, so that's why I'm picking up this other marathon. Okay, I heard from Neil Richard. Stand up and be counted. Got you on the list, Neil. He also had he's been listening for about a year. He also had another email for me in reference to the Dahlgren 50K, Dahlgren Half Marathon. And he says they're going to have donuts over the fire at the finish. And yeah, man, I know Jamie said you're not supposed to eat donuts at the finish, but I'll have one. And I've never had a donut over the fire, so that's pretty cool, and I'm definitely going to have to try that. He also said if there's anybody listening to the show that has any questions about the race, they can check us out on Facebook at Dahlgren Railroad Heritage Trail or Twitter at Friends, DRHT. And I think what I'll do is probably put a link to that on the ashlanddave.podbean.com since that's a complicated site there. So I'll do that, Neil. And yeah, I appreciate the email, man, always. Heard from Dave Weaver. And he runs out of Greenville, South Carolina. He wants to stand up and be counted. And he runs on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. We're going to talk more about that when we go at episode 200. But, Dave, I really much, very much appreciate you checking in. And as always, thank you for listening to the show. I can't email everybody back because I got so many. But hopefully if you listen to the podcast, you'll know that I got your email and I'm very appreciative of it. And then it looks like one last one here. Chris Burton, actually from grew up in the Ashland area. So yeah, man, good to hear from you. Thank you very much for sending the email. He ran his first marathon in Richmond last fall, and he's hoping to train up to a 50K sometime this year. And he actually knew Meg from when he was younger in church. They both ran cross country for different schools, so he was aware of her. And he said he hadn't seen her since he ran into her on campus in college. But she was always a wonderful person, and it's a huge loss for the running community. So you must have gone to VCU also, Chris, is what I'm guessing, because I think that's where, pretty sure that's where you went, where she went. Also, Snuggy Bear, you'll get a chuckle out of this. Chris wrote in his email, quote, I also wanted to ask, I've heard you mention Huggy Bear on the show before. I never thought much of it until someone referred to a common friend as Huggy Bear. So I have to ask, is that Dave Huggins? It's actually Snuggy Bear, Chris. And the reason it's Snuggy Bear is because my friend's name is John Snuggs. And we just started calling him Snuggy Bear, kind of on the Huggy Bear, I guess. It's not, it's a different guy. But nevertheless, nice of you to mention that. Sometimes things, there's weird coincidences. I will say, sometimes there are very weird coincidences, and I can't find my stand up and be counted folder here. Anyway, thanks for the email, Chris. Really do appreciate that. I think it's already in that. And that's it for the email bag section of the show. I know it was a little disjointed. That's just sometimes the way it is because I'm flipping back and forth between the internet, my email box, and GarageBand. And so what we'll do is get ready to wrap up the show here. Yeah, if you would, you know, if praying's your thing, pray for Rodney Bardwell. He needs it, and there's so many people out there that are supporting him, his family, And I'm going to miss him out on the road. It's fun to run with him because he's got a different take on things. He's always got a little bit of a sarcastic personality, which is pretty good. He's very good at what he does at the college, so they're going to miss him there until he gets back. And that's what we're all hoping happens. So we're hoping he gets back and gets back to normal and everything is the way it was before all this happened. It's just probably going to be many, many months before that happens. And hopefully he can keep his head up until that happens. And Rodney, if you ever happen to listen to the show, know that we're all out here pulling for you. We're all supporting you. Everybody wishes they could come see you, but we understand that we just can't get in there. Not everybody can fit in the hospital room, and we got to get all the information through different sources. So this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish. Keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a great week.